microphone master. The most innovative, understated, but others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to the home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, place rock, banging and fire.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and beside me is the dude that I hung out with last night, Blaze Rock. What's up, man?
No, you know how it is. I'm just doing what I do when I do what it does.
Yeah, yeah. What was I going to say to you? One of the things that we have a cool episode planned for you, everybody. We have a gentleman by the name of Jared Sanders. I ended up playing some of his one of his songs a few episodes ago. Was able to catch up with him and have a conversation. And this week, so Blaze, when I was at work, I was listening to some Pandora, and I changed one of the channels, and I went to a Bobby Womack channel. So for those of you that don't know Bobby Womack, you need to get familiar with him. That's W-O-M-A-C-K. So Bobby Womack, and as I'm listening to some of the stuff, and you probably know where I'm going, especially with when you got the whole show sheet and know what this segment is all about, is you hear a lot of music that you've heard your favorite rappers spit to. A lot of sample stuff. And so I wanted to get your thoughts on a song or two. It doesn't have to be your favorite sample, but one of the doper samples that you've heard one of your favorite artists use. And the reason, and I'll start off and give you a second to marinate on that. Remember the Slum Village song "Selfish"?
Yeah.
That they flipped the Aretha Franklin "Call Me," and with the way that the piano kind of breaks down and everything. And it was the original, the Selfish, the Call Me by Aretha Franklin is a very, very slow and not even mid-tempo, but a very slow, beautiful song. And when Slum Village had it, they flipped it, and so it's more of a mid-tempo joint, and it's really cool in the way that they flipped it and did all that stuff. So that's one of the songs that came to mind with me, because one of the songs that played on that Pandora channel was the Aretha Franklin Call Me, and I thought, oh, this is dope. And I wanted to get your thoughts on one or two samples that you've heard used by some of one or two or whatever of your favorite rappers, man.
Okay, so I'm going to be straight up. The one that always comes to mind, anytime we kind of have this conversation, the one that comes to my mind is Turn It Up by Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
It samples Love and Happiness, and it's a real clear sample of it. So it's not like it was a whole bunch of, you know, tricky interpolation or no shit like that. It really samples it. And so then when you hear it, you're like, oh, snap! But anyway, because I'm a big Al Green fan as it is, and I love Busta Rhymes. So when I first heard it, I was like, yo, this is my shit right here.
Yeah.
There's a couple other ones that, you know, for whatever reason right now, off the top of my head, I can't call it. And even trying to research them before the show, I was having some trouble kind of coming up with it, but there's a lot of them that, you know, that I hear all the time, and I immediately think of the rap song. You know, especially like with Ghostface. Ghostface has a couple that every time I hear the beginning on the real song, I go, "Oh yeah, man!" But yeah, there's a lot. You know what? I'm gonna skew the topic a little bit, and I'm gonna say that there's a lot of those songs are really, really comfortable and familiar to folks who are around our age musically. I don't necessarily mean just our age, you know, numerically, but musically, we're kind of that ilk where our parents and grandparents and, you know, the people we kind of hung out with or grew up with were playing that music. And so when we hear it, there's a connection there with some of the music that we still hear and still gravitate to. So I think it's a big deal. But what's funnier is that most of the time we hear the stuff all the time, and we don't even think about where it came from. We just know, oh, that came from.
One of the funny things, one of the interesting things is because that, I think it was later on that day, or maybe it was the next day, I called my mom and I said, man, I know, Mom, that you listened to Bobby Womack when I was growing up, and then some during the time when I was staying with her. And she said, yeah. And I said, Bobby Womack is dope. And she said, yes. Mm-hmm. As if, and the way she said it was, Negro, what took you so long to get hip to what Bobby Womack is all about? And because a lot of people know Bobby Womack, but If You Think You're Lonely Now and all that stuff, but a lot of his stuff is really fresh. So when you think about maybe just it, when stuff is in the background in your subconscious, you mentioned parents playing it, your grandparents playing it, a lot of stuff from B.B. King, a lot of stuff from Bobby Blue Bland and all those things. And you hear these, when you think of the Kanye West, the Kanye and Jay-Z one where they had the video where they took apart the dope fresh $1 million car and did all that stuff. So that was from, I think that was an old sample. I remember hearing that on the channel and all. So a lot of that stuff you hear and you say, okay. And you go back to just enjoying the song, but also knowing that there, when you think of something the way that what Paco does, our boy Paco Knott, producer, he does a lot of sampling. A lot of the producers that we know do a lot of the sampling. And the time that it takes to go and find that, sometimes the obscure stuff like you mentioned earlier, but sometimes just taking stuff that's so accessible, but using it in a way that's so fresh and invigorating and brings a song to life with the artist and how that comes together. I think that's really to be commended.
And you also gotta add to it that there's a level of familiarity, and that familiarity is what really drives people's attention to some of these songs, you know? And then the familiarity and the sound and the soul behind it really drives people. So again, their familiarity comes out, you know, basically double because of that.
Exactly. So we're going to get into a few songs and then come back with the Jared Sanders conversation. We got Slum Village, Selfish, I Had to Do It. We got Redman, it's a new Redman joint. It's called Dope Man featuring Stressmatic. J-Rock, Necessary, I really like this real hard-hitting song. Jared Sanders, Be Myself. So we have Slum Village, Redman, J-Rock, Jared Sanders. You're going to come back and hear the conversation with Jared Sanders. And hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com. You're listening to Microphone Masters on dubcnn.com.
I'm selfish.
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All my,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
All my ladies and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Be with, yeah, no one,
yeah,
but me,
yeah,
baby.
To my thick chicks down in Texas, all the way to New Orleans where the girls cook catfish, and in LA every chick's an actress, Hollywood status with the shaded glasses. To Detroit, yeah, the place that I rest, where the ladies got asses and la-la sex. And Hot Atlanta, y'all, is one of the best, where they speak Southern slang and smoke Lysess. And New York women are way too fresh, too much on your mind, let me ease that stress. I wish you all were mine, it's so selfish. Maybe I'm feeling myself too much, I guess. But to my ladies all across the globe, in small towns that I don't even know,
no.
To all local international code, whether you see me in streets or catch me at shows, I'm calling.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
Out,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All my,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
All my ladies and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, no one,
yeah,
but me,
yeah,
baby.
And don't be trying to come around my girl acting like Mr. Friendly and steal the spotlight like Mr. Bentley. I spotted her like Spud McKenzie, and for them fake boobies I paid them Benjis. Get your own, I got Paris, he got Nicki, he tried to get him a clone. He said, yeah, you know you got extra hoes and everything you do is extra cold, from the polo fleece to the Jesus piece. I got family in high places like Jesus, niece. Can I please say my piece? If y'all fresh to death, then I'm deceased. And this one here is a heat rock, spit like a beatbox, the way the beat rocks, new version of Pete Rock. But for that Benz, I get CL love, so I switch my girls around like 3L dub. I'm calling,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
Out,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All my,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're my ladies and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let you,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, no one,
yeah,
but me,
yeah,
baby.
What up, Pam? How your little man doing in New Jersey? Last I heard, he caught the flu and you was worried. Hope he feels better. And thanks, Jonetta from Cleveland, for that good head and your Jetta. Better believe it, Shanice, you my piece from Compton. Before I'm off the plane, make sure you cop some trees to spark up. Danielle, ATL, got them pictures in the mail. You sealed with a kiss and you sent it with Chanel. You looking good in that one, showing off your body. Had a Beverly Hills mommy that would buy me Cardis, take me to after parties. Her name was Kari, and it sucks that we didn't keep in touch. I'm sorry, but hey Kim, how's Minneapolis? You so pretty, hate you show off your titties for silly classes. Cause I love you girls, though you ain't mine. I wish my arms was long enough to hug you all at the same time.
I'm calling, yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. All my, yeah, maybe I'm selfish. You're my ladies and I can't. Maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. Yeah, no one, yeah, but me, yeah. Baby, I'm calling out to all my, you're my ladies, and I can't
Dope man, that's who I am. I got lyrics by the pounds and I sell them for grams. I don't sell crack, I sell coke. Bitch, I'm a star. The lyrics I sell is dope, 10,000 a bar. You can wrap me in saran, make sure that I'm fresh. Put a stamp for your product right there on my chest. My transporter, KRS-One, let's chop it up. Cause this product killer, nigga, get you a tux. I got crack baby rap fans after the drug. The more they buy, cha-ching, bigger my check stub. Call me Mr. Pusher Man, it's dope in your ears. More money, I can cut it, get DJ Premier. You can fly me overseas and the dogs won't smell. London and Paris, you got mail. I'm the American gangster, I carry the weight. And when the fans watching, homie, I put more on the plate. Let's go.
Hey, Mr. Dope Man, you're a star. I love your gold chain and your fancy car. I said, hey, Mr. Dope Man, you're a star.
It's like every hood waiting for my music to buy. And when I'm done, ears ringing like package a ride. Women strung out, they copping 2 for $5. They get a half a metaphor and a piece of a punchline. Now I'm off to Canada, I'm high in demand. My passport not working.
Try it again.
I got drug dealers waiting like 5 in a van. They unloading my shit, getting high from their hands. It's the raw, uncut, Eddie Delirious. The underground recognized and Red we trust. Even your neighborhood saying Red you're tough. Little kids idolizing when I pull up. You can call a hotline, Reggie ready for work. 1-800, fuck with a nigga, this New Jersey. I'll take your credit debit or Amex card to cop the gold chain, nigga, with the fancy car.
Hey, Mr. Dope Man, you're a star. I love your gold chain and your fancy car. I said, hey, Mr. Dope Man, you're a star. I love your gold chain and your fancy car. I said, hey, Mr. Dope Man, you're a star. I love your gold chain and your fancy car. I said, hey, Mr. Dope Man, you're a star. I love your gold chain and your fancy car. I said, hey, Mr. Dope Man, you're a star.
Yo, peace and blessings. This is Tri-State representing Gold Chain, Military, Durag Dynasty, Click. And you tuned in to Microphone Masters. Dub CNN all day. Peace.
I'm straight up out that east side, swinging like zip lines on 4G auto rim top, automatic Spitfire, yakking the black canister. Look at this bastard go. It don't take much to aim, fingers be snatching souls out on my grind, rhyming, stacking this cast of old. And I can check you where them niggas get body, but that ain't nobody business. So what the fuck is you asking for? Look, I'm just trying to blow good dope and put my feet to the metal in life to see just how fast it goes. Fuck the world, gotta make that bitch grab her toes and ride.
my game never goofy. No weapon shall prosper. Maneuver like I'm Bruce Lee. You know I'm Chucks. Been doing this since a young buck. Begging for 50 cent from a victim while my gun tucked. And somebody gotta get it. And when you make a dollar, know somebody gotta spend it.
Struggle is real. The struggle is real. The struggle is real. You gotta do what you gotta just to get over the hill. When you live in America, either kill or be killed. Yeah. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. I know that I ain't living right and know I'm not perfect. But plus I gotta eat and what I'm doing is worth it. So Lord, have
I stay
mercy.
At your head, heart be at your throat. Better ask your folk, I'm never the dog to provoke. Niggas know the status and bitches come cash they boats. Hit my zone with coke and plenty of grass to smoke. I'm surpassing rope, stay trapping for more. Two chicks boosting, we hooking back up in the back of the stove. I'm the jack of many trades, steady pimping my pen. Hustle in the shade, responding to niggas funny ways. I was raised by winners, niggas who park Benzes up at that Staples Center. Now that's gangster, nigga, I'm on some new money. Nothing but raw, pop shit, catch one in the jaw. It's gutter law, I know you wish you was a sterile. What I do is internal, smoking herbal, trying to run up in some bitches who fertile. Whoa, feel like this is my moment, feel it's time for change. Exercise some game, niggas vibe to change. No looking back at it, cause this is that moment. I step forward, ready to go at each and every opponent. Give it to anybody that want it. Represent the underdog, training in the gym till the minute they get their number called. I'm speed bagging this work, the trainers see me smashing with perspiration on the back of my shirt, making them sweat. Better yet, just look at them vexed, like when I'm in that Knicks cashing a check. You know it's real, nigga.
The struggle is real, the struggle is real, the struggle is real. You gotta do what you gotta just to get over the hill. When you live in America, either kill or be killed. Yeah.
Lord, have mercy, have mercy. I know that I ain't living right and know I'm not perfect. Of course I gotta eat and what I'm doing is worth it.
Yo. So let me get my chains gone. Way too many for me to take off. YSL on my Prada loafers. Fly as well in my lane, dog. My fashion eye is impeccable, indelible. No molly popping, it's time for it. Give me mine, I got time for it. I pay for it, I shine. Everybody wanna get a little bit of thump. Baseline, hit a little bit up in the trunk. Everybody wanna sports in a highlight, in a limelight. Get it, a little bit of dunk. If my shoes ill and they box fresh with that tissue paper in the insole. The jump man on the outside, it's a touchdown in that end zone. But I never fall. I'm thinking it's all cause I wanted to go indie. All cause the number that flows empty. All cause the enemy don't friend me. Try to cut me down in my prime years and it's off like one of these rose entries. All cause the one of the flows in me. Don't tempt me, I wanted to go friendly. Now I just look in the sky, thinking about all that you've done for me. I was in miserable company, losing, polluting, polluting and shooting. The youth and the crew that look up to me. Truth is a luxury we can't afford. Ain't nothing wrong with no Honda Accord. Skip all the Grammys, I got a ticket to paradise. Better than all them awards. Talking about
man, make the paper, paper never make the man. Rubber band dreams, but can't never make the band. Trying to get my way up, but I never make the grand. Can somebody wake me up before it ends? Cause I just wanna be myself. Be myself when I wake up. Be myself. Be myself when I wake up. Be myself. Be myself when I wake up. Be myself. Be myself. Pray for me.
I just wanna be myself. Nobody wanna be flipping burgers, busting suds, 6 an hour in the kitchen like dish detergent. Everybody, they clapping birds or they flipping pigeons. Training day, cops shut it down off of moving wet. Stop the ball like a rain delay. And I ain't even know what I wanna be in the morning when I wake up. All I really wanted was to cake up. No foundation, thinking I'm the Mac, trying to cover girls like the makeup. Thinking it's all cause I had no esteem. I could never see another outcome. Missing a heart cause I ain't know no better. Taking a heart cause I ain't got one. I had a baby face, I had a table fade. I had to pray for waves till I got him. Had a saving grace and I ain't know my place. And I ain't know about fate till I got it. And I ain't know about fate till I tried it. Give them all the papes in my pocket. Trade them all the francs in my wallet. Now that I made it out of the darkness, I don't know how to call it, but I'm looking in the sky. Thinking about all that you done for me. I was in miserable company, losing for looting, polluting and shooting. And you've been a crew that look up to me. Truth was a luxury I couldn't afford. Lord, I was sinking, no money, no toys. Dreaming the Grammys. Then I got a ticket in the first class and it's better than all of them awards. Thank you.
Man, make the paper, paper never make the man. Rubber band dreams, but can't never make the band. Trying to get my way up, but I never make the grand. Can somebody wake me up before it ends? Cause I just wanna be myself when I wake up. Wake up, be myself when I wake up. Be myself, be myself when I wake up. Be myself, be myself.
pray for me.
Yeah.
Pray about it, fix it for my health. Grandma told me about it, thinking when I didn't love myself. I ain't know about the health, I ain't know about the wealth. Hallelujah, thinking about me when I didn't love myself. All I wanted was a
chain hang low when I bald.
Ain't need none of that Gucci fit, riding low, bros on the Cadillac. Jean Don Paul, licking the styrofoam. Passport stamp, Motorola phone. I don't need no Audemars Piguet, no Bugatti chopping blades, no Ferrari snatching Barbie, just a snack from Chick-fil-A. Not a stack up in my face, not a plaque up in my plate. Not a mansion and a fountain and a statue in my state. Not a mountain and a cactus and a counting and a mattress. So astounding that it's magic eating lobster on the plate. Not a dime in my city, little bougie and sedated Vera Wang. Sitting pretty cause before I pass away, I just wanna be good when I'm looking in the mirror. Better yet, I'll be great when I'm thinking about his grace. When he took me out of nothing and he made me into something. I was phony, I was bluffing, I was tripping out of place. When I'm looking in the mirror, I can see the picture clearer. Feeling good, feeling great when I'm thinking about his grace, about his grace. Look around, kinda feeling out of place, out of place. Everybody trying to copycat, talking about the man. Make the paper, paper never make the man. Rubber band dreams, but can't never make the band. Trying to get my weight up, but I never make the gram. Can somebody wake me up before it ends? Cause I just wanna be myself, be myself. When I wake up, be myself, be myself. When I wake up, be myself, be myself. When I wake up, be myself, be myself. Pray for me.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. Came across this gentleman and we played him a couple of episodes ago. Gentleman by the name of Jared Sanders. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm blessed, man. No complaints at all.
When I came across your music, it immediately, I mean, just the track, because I believe it was the Who Am I track that I came across, and so we played it a couple of episodes ago, and then as I listened to it, I said, oh, okay, wait a minute, this gentleman has a message that's within his music, and so I wanted to learn a little bit more, and that's why I wanted to have you up on Microphone Masters, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that today, and also about your project, Daylight Savings Time, that just dropped. But one of the first thing that comes to mind with me is when I say salvation, what is that? What comes to mind with you, man?
For me, man, salvation, I'm a true believer in Jesus Christ, man. That's what it's all about for me. So salvation is a big part of the platform that I stand on, man. So that just happened to be the thing that starts to permeate the music that I've created over the last couple of years.
When were you confident enough, or when were you, in terms of your ability as a writer and also in your faith, to be able to spread the word through your music? When did that happen?
Oh man, it took some time. It took quite a bit of time. Because I pretty much was, you know, creating, you know, for lack of a better term, secular art for a couple of years. Okay. And after I walked into finally accepting my call, because honestly, I probably have been running from a call to ministry for at least 10 years or more. So it finally got to the point where I just could not, you know, as a youth minister as well, I could not, you know, teach and, you know, preach and talk to these youth, you know, about transformative power of God and, you know, anything like that with, you know, still being one foot in, you know, the secular realm, quote unquote, and then trying to preach to them about how good God is. So I definitely wanted to get rid of the hypocritical element as well.
Did folks kind of look at you, the people who were starting to catch on to what you were doing, the secular music that you were doing, when you started to make that change and that transition, did they look at you a little funny?
Interestingly, man, no. The communication with them was definitely not a jarring change. The people that supported me heard in the music that I was creating, even though, you know, there was occasional profanity in it. Like, people were still able to catch on to the message that I was trying to have in the music, and they knew that I wasn't, you know, trying to go out here and, you know, talk about violence or talk about any kind of thing that was destroying people. But I think you know, the idea of integrating, you know, God into the art form, it wasn't as jarring as I thought it or expected it to be, man. Not at all.
Okay, Microphone Masters with Jared Sanders talking to a talented man here. You when I was doing a little bit of research on you, you had a video where you talked about daylight savings time and you obviously the excitement that comes along with releasing your first full length. But you also talked about of shelving the first full length that you recorded for various reasons. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, the original LP was called Gorgeous. That was going to be my break because I had put two EPs together, and sorry for the delay. And while you were waiting, over a couple of years ago, I think 2013 is when While You Were Waiting came out. Early 2014 is when, sorry for the delay, the EP came out, and Gorgeous was supposed to be the full length follow up, kind of to show people that I could put together an entire project. And, you know, it was dope. But like I said, ultimately, my spiritual conviction kicked in. And, you know, as a youth pastor, you know, I was out here, you know, preaching on the pulpit and about to put out, you know, sorry for the delay, you know, so there was a time in which I got to the point I was like, nah, I couldn't see myself doing that. And it either got to the point, man, and this isn't a, you know, a leadership thing from anybody else. My church didn't push me to do this, but I felt like, to avoid hypocrisy, blatant hypocrisy, willful hypocrisy, I had to either choose to keep going down the path I was going musically or decide and, you know, decide on choosing God and, you know, betting wholeheartedly on my faith. And I decided to go follow God, man, because I figured if he gave me the inspiration to write, you know, music and create an entire full-length project that was dope, but wasn't necessarily in alignment with what he would have had me say, then, you know, he'd be able to clearly give me other words to say for something new. So that's what I decided.
So Daylight Savings Time, from what I understand, it took you about a year in terms of just the creation of it, just from beginning to the completion of it. What can people expect when they check this out? Talk about Daylight Savings Time.
Daylight Savings Time, ultimately it was a hodgepodge of things because, I was trying to create a project for the longest. What made me the most apprehensive as an MC, you know, that I wanted to make sure that there was integrity behind the words that were being said and that the art was genuine. And I didn't want to put lyrics, you know, even spiritually connected lyrics talking about God in a way that seemed forced. And that seems like they lack integrity and genuine nature. So I decided to pause until I could create a message and weave a message with the Christian perspective in it. And it took a year for me to get to the point where I was okay with saying, yeah, you know, this is Christian hip hop, but, you know, this is a message that can appeal to the masses and not just Christian. This is an art form that will allow me to, you know, exalt God and exalt Christ, but also be able to connect with people that do not know Christ or do not believe in God and still for them to think that it's dope. Daylight Savings Time is a representation of that thought process, just looking at what was going on in the media, the Freddie Gray situation, Mike Brown situation out in Ferguson. Just looking at what was happening in my local community with some police brutality, gang violence, drugs, you know, and trying to be able to have an empathetic perspective about what was going on in that particular state in my area, but also be able to give them a Christian perspective on how to handle and respond to those things in the most empathetic way possible.
I like that, man. You talk about your goal in life to be filthy rich, and so kind of tongue in cheek in a way, but one of the things you mentioned was knowledge, happiness, laughter, health, family, and love. And you're expecting your first child, so how are you so with those riches that are about to come, how are you handling getting ready to be a father? How is everything coming with the preparation?
Oh man, it's wild that you say that, man. My daughter was actually born Saturday, September 5th, man. So,
congrats.
So it is official. It is a love that I don't believe I ever understood until, you know, carrying your child for the first time, man. But based on that, you know, maybe that was just me sending out a precursor to goals that I had, and ultimately, man, I can't think of any way possible I could be any richer than I am right now because of the gifts I have from God, and you know how strong my wife was, and you know just how supportive everybody has been, and you know how great God is, and how He showed up in my situation, man. So I'm as rich as I could possibly be right now.
I want to just on a quick aside pass on just something for you that might be kind of cool. Somebody told this to me. This was after my wife and I had our second child, so we didn't get a chance to put it into practice. But since your daughter was just born, take a picture of her every day and put it in a photo album. So for the first year, so each day take a picture, because what you'll notice is you see her every day, you hold her, you play with all those things, but you don't notice the small changes that in terms of as she grows. So if you take a picture every day, no matter what outfit they're wearing, whatever, you go back and you reflect on it after a year, you'll be able to see all those changes in chronological order, and so it's kind of an amazing thing. So that's just something, you know, maybe give that a try.
Well, I'll definitely check that out.
Sounds good. So with what are with your daughter being born now, and with all that, and how are you mentally, how are you planning on balancing with daylight savings time and trying to push that, and with being a leader in terms of in your church, all those things? What are your expectations for this project, and how are you going to promote and push and market that project?
Well, you know, oddly enough, you know, my wife has been completely supportive, man. My church leadership has been completely supportive as well. So the people that I got behind me are definitely supportive. So I'll be down at A3C in October. I'll be pushing to get it south by, you know, next year, and continue to work the project as normal, man. I'm just a firm believer in, you know, not putting a limitation on God's gifting, you know, and if God's gifting me with the ability to write and the ability to speak and encourage and to preach and to teach and to make music, then I'll use, you know, any gift that I can to go anywhere that I need to go, anywhere that He sends me, in order to make certain that, you know, He's pleased at the end of the day. So, you know, if it comes down to daylight saving time, I will be pressing a very limited number of physical copies for the people that do want to get a physical copy. I'll keep pushing on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music, and all of those as well.
That's what's up. So yeah, and the thing is, and the message, I love the message, but it's also great when the message combines with quality music, and so then it's accessible is not the right term, but it's just easy. It's great, because when you're bumping it and you feel and you're getting the message, then that's a good thing. That's twice as good. That's two in one. So let folks know how they can stay in touch with you, social media, all those things. And I know you mentioned where they can purchase the album, but let them know how they can stay in touch with you.
Okay. Yeah. You guys can definitely reach me on Twitter and Instagram, JSandersAUG. My Facebook business page is facebook.com/JSandersAUG. I'm available on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Beat Music, Tidal, Apple Music, all of those. I'm always accessible, always responding to anybody that's willing to reach out. So I'm also on SoundCloud for the people that want to check SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/JSandersAUG. So it's pretty consistent. So you can definitely reach out to me, and that's what I'd have.
That's what's up, Jared Sanders on Microphone Masters on WCNN.com.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
The devil's trying to break me down.
Who am I?
I rap with the passion of Christ. The devil's trying to break me down.
Lord, forgive him.
The devil's trying to break me down.
Who am I?
Lord, forgive him. He got them dark forces in him.
Who am I?
The devil's trying to break me down.
Yo, it really ain't hard to tell what the TV's on. Crooked eye, everybody see me wrong. Put God in every bar, it's a Christian thing. But curse a lot of times in my CD strong. But then again, ain't nobody buying CDs, dawg. You faking on the rap, you a CB4. I play the middle ground, a spirit in the midst, but everybody hands in it like a Ouija board. Hope up, I'm back, baby, went off the tracks crazy. This for the corner store, playgrounds and crack babies. God finished the rhythm, timed it with the rhyme. Couple dollars for the studio time. We fine, we still victims. Lot of artists peeking through, but they don't appear different. Same style, same gear, feeling revealed distant. That's enough for the deepness. I already struggled to get y'all to repeat this. Who am I?
I rap with the passion of Christ.
The devil's trying to break me down.
Lord, forgive him.
The devil's trying to break me down.
Who am I?
Lord, forgive him. He got them dark forces in him.
Who am I?
The devil's trying to break me down.
Yo, thought it was all good just a week ago. Thought everything was sweet, it was sweet and low. Low funds, no money, no crumbs, so bummy. But I was good at lying at the people though. Even though the homie was nice, I was ticked off. Dodging the pitfalls, crisscross, farming in my state like Cliff Paul. Maybe Chris Paul, two faces, tip dog. Said I ain't need the help, like I'm waving the picks off. I just wanted the fame, Lil Henny in the bottle. Wanted the Lil Dame, Lil Fendi on the model. But eyes without a brain, feeling empty, Lil Hollow. Overweight on the world, but was skinny on the Bible. Thought I figured it out, had a master plan. Not checking the fine print like a cash advance. And God dusted me off, gave me half a chance.
God becomes greater in the master's hand.
Who am I?
I rap with the passion of Christ.
The devil's trying to break me down.
Lord, forgive him.
The devil's trying to break me down.
Who am I?
Lord, forgive him. He got them dark forces in him.
Who am I?
The devil's trying to break me down.
Yeah. And everybody asks, is this Christian rap? Or is it bricks and traps? Is it scripts and facts? Or a bunch of overwritings with a gift attached? For the clips and plaques, lil this and that. Let's get to that. I'm a lil more common than Lecrae. I'm more Kweli than Kanye. A little more Andre than Jay. Preacher but not a prophet. I'm hiding behind his grace, hiding behind the cross and hiding behind the faith. Riding for all the laws, subscribing to all the great. Trying for all the love but dying for all the hate. Blind they hung them high and crying from all the stakes. Good enough? I do this for the black crown drinkers, the Mac round ringers, who posted on the block where the pat downs linger, who sitting in the cell living hell cause they homies turned to background singers, The Ray Ray Pookie Nims and hood daughters, who try and figure in they mind what's a good father, robbing for Zapatos, running from all the locked dolls, stunting, lifting them drop dolls, riding from where the cops go, They looking for peace in black America, but gotta carry a piece in black America. In the peas of black America. People want a piece of black America till they black in America. Then they black in America, just a black in America. Looking back in America, bust a cap and crack a whip at the back of America. Then a peas in a black with a lack and a plaque and a strap, another trap in America. Then everybody want a peace sign. Yeah. Everybody want a peace sign. Yeah. I be praying for the young bloods. Every day at least three times. Yeah. Or maybe 50-11 on the scale. Give them a couple bars before they catch them in the jail. Or catch them in the cell cause of hellbound living. Send a kite till they hit us. Gotta catch them in the mail. It's a message for my people on the bottom. Steady trying to get it on the hustle for a dollar. Living in the projects, riding through the process. Shop for 30 on the dollar.
M-A-G, N-I-F, these ain't real, I'm the last one left. Blow that kill and the pass it to the left. Getting killed so a nigga watch your steps. All day at it, trying to get paid. Get seen murder so a nigga never phase. Young as f- when I found out grind pays. So I learned how to grind in 99 ways. Turn it up when you play this. Got it burning up your playlist. Poor day on that Lola's game. Ball out on some Hall of Fame tip. I chase dough, you chase dreams. Make mo, you chase to break fiends. Poor day on clock. Move for the block, mag burn up spots. I really breathe this shit. I really bleed this shit. I'm the last of a dying breed. I know you need this shit. That's why I bring this shit. I'm the last of a dying breed. I'm on the top right now, I can't stop right now. I'm the last of a dying breed. I got it locked right now, I feel like clock right now. I'm the last of a dying breed. All about rhyming and dough. You off with your timing and flow. Relax, I'm designing the show. Got dough to show, but now time to get more. I ain't yet to blow, but dying to blow. I'm trying to go high as rocket scientists go. Minus the ship, flying high for the chips. I'm hot in the whip, we hot in the clips. Switch the f***ing flow around. Getting caked up every go around. Every time I look around, know what's going down. Used to smoke about the old, now we blowing pounds. All this game, man. Go hard, spit dumb like a caveman. Wake up to new dough before my day plan. We ain't the same, get the fuck out the way, man. I really breathe this shit. I really bleed this shit. I'm the last of a dying breed. I know you need this shit. That's why I bring this shit. I'm the last of a dying breed. I'm on the top right now. I can't stop right now. I'm the last of a dying breed. I got it locked right now. I feel like clock right now.
Peace. What up, y'all? You listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. It's your boy J Live holding it down for the true hip hop heads out there. All right. Peace.
I travel the world a lot. One of my favorite spots is Paris. You know what I'm saying? And in Paris, you know, when they say, there it is, they say, voila.
Correct. Silver SLS outside the Opera House. Bank Shark hoodie raging bull fives. BCG gold shining under lights. 3:30 a.m. out in Paris, cushion carrots make my ring bling. When I shine and you shine, it really ain't the same thing. This paper in my pocket ain't green. My life should be a painting. Hung inside the Louvre, had the Moulin Rouge. Hung up on the groove of this Midwest rapper. When you talk rap, ain't none better. When you talk fleet, ain't none fresher. The coupe's inside leather. And you miss, you can't do no better. So hop your ass in this two-seater. Fully loaded, all new features. It's like a spaceship. Jaw dropper, let your face dip. Jay Statelet. Travel the world with niggas I came up with. Never walk with simps, cause that shoe don't fit. Got knots in a judo grip. I'm getting money, show it off in the bezel, let them diamonds drip. For everyone who passed away that I grew up with. Pitchforks in the air for my Southeast clique. Slick ruler tip, jeweler, new Frank Mueller, the hands don't tip. Everything automatic from the cars to the hammer I grip. Born hustler, if this rap don't work, then the tan gon' flip. I told them don't worry, plan A gon' stick. That's worth the cheat code, homie, bank gon' nip.
And I do what I do. And I do what I do.
Pull on black, try Chevy with my crew.
I said I am what I am. And I do what I do.
Three fingers, stole the set with my crew.
I am what I am. And I do what I do.
Stack mad bread, catch red with my crew.
Life lavish, fought to escape average. Still savage, pants sagging, hat backwards. Still bossing, flossing, designer fabrics. Still lost in translation out in Paris. Militant soul clarion, native tongues blaring. Jungle brother and air raids, Pagal edition of stylus. Wisdom expressed through colors. BCG blue everything, my neck is smothered in African gold. The rollie make the time go slow. Fast money from the 16s, I got rhymes to go. Run my sack up international. Then I'm back in the States, temps on my Grand National. Thick smoke with my crew link. Don't give a care about what you think. Don't talk losing in the circle of winners. SS logos on fenders. We came a long way from dirty niggas in the hallway eating fish stick dinners. We turned nothing into something, man. This shit just in us.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I want to say thanks to Jerry Sanders for stopping by Microphone Masters. And if you listen to the conversation, one of the things that popped out to me was he had an album that he had. And Blaze and I talk about this oftentimes because we're both men of, we're both spiritual. And not in the sense that we blindly follow, because that's not what we're about. But it's about sometimes it's that you feel conflicted. Sometimes you feel that you need to, the course that you're on, you need to take a different course. And one of the things that stuck out to me was when Jared said that he had an album that was primarily a secular album that he had recorded. And because of his, he just felt convicted. He felt the need to say, I'm not going to release this album as his debut, because he had a couple of EPs that he had completed and released to the world. But he wanted to do something that was more true to where he was at that point in time. So he scrapped that and really started from scratch and really went to and really created the album, the Daylight Savings Time album that just recently dropped. And I wanted to ask you, Blaze, when it comes to doing it on your own terms, when was the last time, or can you think of a time in which there, instead of going along with what everybody expected, that you said, no, this is, I have to stop, no matter what the consequences are, I have to stop and go my way, because it's more, because I have to be true to myself, otherwise I feel that I'm living somebody else's life as opposed to living my own.
You know, I don't know. Okay, so I guess maybe I'm a bad example, only because, you know, honestly, I don't think I ever have really put too much credence into trying to be into what other people think I should be or think I should do, or especially when it comes to my music. I think I had a really, I did have one period of time where I was trying to appease and please a certain sect of people, and I won't even call it a sect, I'll just call it a group of people, a couple of people. And I'll say that even in doing that, I couldn't do it their way. I had to do it the way that artistically and mentally and spiritually and emotionally I felt comfortable with. So I can't say that I've ever really been in a position where I have that conflict of trying to put out what everybody wants to hear versus what I want to put out. And I think it just really comes down to, you know, the connection I have with my music, or the connection I have with my art, in that that connection is primarily built on and is for the most part developed and fed by, you know, my own needs, rather than everyone else's, or what, you know, what's considered trendy. I also like to say that, you know, that's kind of a problem for hip hop more than anything, because there's so many negative connotations of hip hop, and there's so many constraints and so many justifiable opinions of hip hop that's different from country, or different from pop, or different from R&B even. And while the drive to keep someone in spiritual music versus secular is a constant battle, I still think you have to be true to yourself and the person you are, and whatever that is should be the music, or should be the art that you create. I think the moment that you start trying to appease and trying to find a way to make everyone else happy and all that, I think it just, you know, then it just becomes a, you know, something. I don't even want to call it a product, but it just becomes something, and you don't own it, and you don't believe in it, and you don't heart, you know, it's not in your heart. So I think that's the most important thing.
I think you bring up a good point, because recently, I'm sure a lot of people who follow this particular artist are aware of this new project that was released, but T.I. released a new project, an EP, over the weekend. I think it dropped on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. And so what he did was he went back to being Tip, which was who he was around the time when he dropped his debut album years and years ago. And then because there was a Q-Tip, he changed his name to T.I. and all that stuff. But the point is, he said, I want to give people... He said, I strayed away from who I was as an artist, because I gave you a lot of those commercial, those radio hits. And while they were very lucrative for me, a lot of the people that were my core audience say, I'm going to wait for you to give me what I know that you can give me, because you're doing this stuff to make your money, but eventually you'll come back to where we want you to be, or where we know that you should be, in terms of as being, I don't know, true to yourself is the best term, but that when you said that made me think of that, in terms of T.I. going from T.I. to back to Tip.
Yeah. I think, you know, and I think there's so many constraints and reasons why people do different things.
Yeah.
But I think, and I still believe wholeheartedly that, you know, hip hop makes it really difficult for artists, because not only is everyone super fickle, everyone's a critic, everyone knows everything, everyone's an armchair guru, everyone is, you know, the next freaking Jimmy Iovine when it comes to knowing music or knowing hip hop. And, you know, there's so many constraints on the genre that aren't on anything else. You know, one minute that you're not keeping it real. The next minute you are, or you're too real, or you're this, or you're that. And it's like, you know, all these different things. It's like, fuck, how can I just write a fucking song? Like, I mean, and you know, then you have the people who wanna try to validate the realness or the belief of the music that's being put out. And there's so many bullshit parts to it that make it so difficult, you know, for an artist just to put out what they want to put out, or put out the feeling that they're in. And I always like to look at it, when you look back in the days, and you look at some of these soul and R&B artists, like, it's not that they strayed so far away from what they were normally doing or what people wanted to listen to, but they had the freedom and range to add to it and to move it around a little bit. And they weren't stuck in this hole of, here's the formula, you have to follow it. And so, yeah, I think it's really difficult. And I do think that urban music makes, you know, a lot more difficult than other genres to have to adhere without being given the movement of creativity.
I think you're right. And the last point on this before we get into a couple of songs is, think of it this way. We've been in the corporate world in different parts of our careers and whatnot. So when you think of a division that is a lot of those R&B artists, for example, or even hip hop in general, before it blew up to be where it is now, is when you think of that division that is well run, but it's not very profitable. And then all of a sudden you get somebody that comes in and they have a vision. And the next thing you know, that division, who was not counted on, they become very profitable for the company. And now, instead of letting them do what they did because they were overlooked before, now because you're very profitable and it shows up on the bottom line, now we have expectations for you. So we want you to continue to grow at a 10% or 15% or 8% or whatever percent. We need you to grow now because we've noticed you. So therefore, when you're coming into the business, when the expectations were, when you had more of a blank sheet, a blank slate to be able to create and do what you wanted to do to help the organization or your department grow, now you're in a box, so to speak. And so that, a lot of that stuff comes with artists and hip hop. Whereas when you think of some of these R&B artists, they would make some of these artists would make 8 to 10 minute songs and have 10 songs on an album, one of them being two or three of them being 6 or 7 or 8 minutes. And then now it's, you have to be more cookie cutter. You can't have that, you can't do this, you have to do this, because we count on you to be profitable. So therefore, we need to fit you in this nice little neat little, we need to fit you into this square hole or into this square peg. So it's something that makes it kind of brings that up to me as well.
Absolutely, I agree 1,000%, my dude.
Yes, sir. So we're going to get into a couple songs and then come back. So make sure you hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com. We have Lady of Rage, Big Bad Lady, from the Necessary Roughness album back in the day. Mac Miller featuring Sean Price, Pet Sounds, D1, Threes Up, Semi Hendrix, Breakfast at Banksy's. So Lady of Rage, Mac Miller, Sean Price, D1, Semi Hendrix. You're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
God.
Bust on others, leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rocks with no filler. Ain't a girl MC Illa putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I fucks it up, I upchuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I draw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage front page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermics to your inner mind's eye, making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples, showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking, and roll on with that chicken shit you're clucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothus, a teethus. Believe this shit, butthead, just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you rage, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. It's so cold aesthetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics, from this mouth out the madness flows, one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out snot. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Shit,
I take a puff, then I blow up like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the rage, you'll end up wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rocked at the dawn. Yes, I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady of rage, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on. The lady of rage, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist
born. Now when it comes to the hippest in hip hop, I make the lips drop, knees knock, buckle and shake. Now who's to make the wrong move? Get dusted, busted, whack MCs who can't cut the mustard. I stick it to you like voodoo, so who do? You think you're fooling, not Rick but ruling. Ha, you couldn't hang with the noose, you what? Your goose will get caught.
You what?
Look up in the sky, why? It's fly robbing fly, giving you whatever suits. You got your size 8 Timberlands to boot ya, oops upside your head. Ayo, I'm singing bread like a bull, baby I got the pull of a knock red fox. Couldn't outfox me because I'm foxy like brown. Break it down now.
What?
From the end to the start, lyrical murderer, pumps fear in hearts. I'm tearing parts to pieces like Reese's. I freaks it, speak it in tongues, put you on like Benita Applebum. You can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm all that. Swinging on the wax, striking them out like bats. Hats off, blast off, watch me rock it, sock it to ya. Whatever it takes to do ya, done,
done.
Top gun, it's the lady of rage, still rated number one, motherfucker.
Shit is kaboom. I took shrooms, now I'm playing dodgeball in a crooked room. So address me as your superior, mind on delirium, ice cold interior. Stirring up the chaos, I'm the cause of the confusion. Young grown ass nuisance with the strength of 22 men. Puking all over your brand new accoutrements. Lucrative, assassin down the shoot to miss. I turn my body into Eucharist, nail me to a crucifix. If I'm gonna kill myself, then I'ma do it big. Scaling Mount Vesuvius, we don't even know what being human is. And what's a man when he loses wits? Useless as the news at six. Foolish, we nothing but a bunch of rotten and stupid kids.
I wanna
punch you.
Punch you.
I wanna punch you.
Punch you.
I wanna punch you in your fucking face.
Yeah.
We live inside a computer. In 2014, religion turned a rumor. Maneuver through the world in an Uber. Born to be a loser to the world, I'm just a tumor that removed. If I would've done my schoolwork, I could've been to Oklahoma sooner. With a golden retriever I named Cooper, a part-time at Brugger's, working on securing me a future, the American dream. Big titty bitches guaranteed a spot on the team. Bust inside my pants, leave a spot on my jeans. Clean it up. Why are pretty girls always mean us? I'm the Godzilla of mess. Leave my house forgetting that I'm still in a dress.
Gun sounds.
I wanna
punch you. I wanna punch you. I wanna punch you in your fucking face. Yeah, I wanna punch you. I wanna punch you. I wanna punch you in your fucking face.
Bitch.
Yeah. I'm worldwide, but I smack clowns local. Gunshots, MOP, background vocals. Fire in the hole of the designer of your clothes. On the up and up, you fucking up, why you fucking with those? Planet of the apes, the survivor of the goons. I'm so dope, you can put the lighter on the spoon. I'm tightest with the tunes, need a verse and I write it, son. Master shit with no practice, bitch, Al Iverson. Fuck the king of New York, in my presence, they all peasants. The king is all talk. Whoever holding the crown, better pass that shit to me. P, I'm holding it down. Fuck if you the greatest, a lot of rappers got killed. Fuck around and be the latest. Your bars warm, my shit smoking. I pitch nicks at my pace, I'm Chris Copeland. Yeah.
I wanna punch you. I wanna punch you.
Punch you.
I wanna punch you in your fucking face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanna punch you. I wanna punch you. I wanna punch you in your fucking face.
Yo, yo, man, it's your boy Doug. Shout out to Microphone Masters, man. South Central is definitely
keep it real at all times. Sometimes too real. And when you see them threes up, man, you already know. Already know what that means.
Yeah.
Now when you see them threes up, you know what they represent. Be real, be righteous, be relevant.
Yeah.
Be real, be righteous, be relevant.
Yeah.
Be real, be righteous, be relevant. Now when you see them threes up, you know what they represent. Be real, be righteous,
yo,
be relevant.
Yeah.
Be real, let's be go. Righteous, be relevant.
Yeah.
One time. Be real, be righteous,
look,
be relevant.
I live it more than I talk it. Walk it more than I bark it. Stand up for something real, so I made myself a target. Yelling, I hope they hear me. Well, I think they heard us. From those who flip burgers to the white collar rich burglars. I got a purpose, it got the enemy nervous. But God gave me the stage, it's a must that I flourish. Giving them courage, even when they discourage me. No, feed them lies, feed them brain food, get them nourished. It tastes so good. Just go from my hood to your hood. I'm up to greatness, I'm up to no good. I could have been rich, but that's another story. I'm trying to do it in a way to bring my mother glory and bring my father honor. They call me Jeffrey Dahmer, eating whack rappers alive. I'm the hip hop piranha. And when I say whack, I don't mean your rhymes whack. I mean your content sucks, I can't co-sign that. Look at these meme mugs. Man, every time I come around, everybody got these meme mugs. I be like, what's up with these meme mugs? They be like, D.Y. smile. Man, you know how long it's been since I seen love. 10% of people live a life they dreamed of. The other 90 make the best with what they got. I don't focus on the not, the negative or the no. I just focus on the top, I gotta get it, let's go.
Now when you see them threes up, you know what they represent. Be real, be righteous, be relevant,
yeah.
Be real, be righteous, be relevant,
yeah.
Be real, be righteous, be relevant. Now when you see them threes up, you know what they represent. Be real, be righteous, be relevant,
yeah. Yeah.
Be real, be righteous, be relevant,
okay.
Yo,
see what I taught him in sixth grade? It set in by the seventh. He applied it by eighth, so he was mature as a freshman. Then sophomore year, he kinda got off track. His family problems had me thinking about adopting that cat, but I didn't, cause I was going through some things of my own. I was inconsistent, and we lost touch before long. Look, then 2 years later, man, I tell you no lie, I was walking on canal when I ran into my guy. The teardrops under his eyes brought teardrops to my eyes. The teardrops under his eyes brought teardrops to my eyes. Look, I took my hands and tried to wipe them away. He said, nah, big brother, them they here to stay. Hey, what you expect when you neglect an adolescent that's already a wreck? From Compton to Tibet, we got the tender lives of these youngsters in our hands. And I know that I done dropped the ball before.
Now when you see them threes up, you know what they represent. Be real, be righteous, be relevant. Be real, be righteous, be relevant. Be real, be righteous, be relevant.
Now when you see them threes up, you know what they represent.
Be real, be righteous, be relevant. Be real, be righteous, be relevant. Be real, be righteous.
Yo, I'm finna pull out my heart on the third verse, please. My homie got a disease that'll make most people freeze or fall to their knees. You know it's how it bees. What kills most people, he handles with ease. And when it come to spiritual matters, we real different. We argue for hours, and in the end we still feel different. See, I believe in God and he don't, so we don't see eye to eye. But we won't be blinded by the evil to try to divide the people whose minds collide for peace. So we try to find equal ground to stand on. See, God is loving, love is God. So the love I show my man might guide him to God. What a thought. I'd rather be a walking testimony than a talking phony, homie. But I'll holler at you in the next song, cause right now, I'm too deep in the zone.
Squeeze the juice out of the headphones. Yeah. Semi Hendrix. Put up Jack Splash. You know I woke up. Eggs over medium. Turkey bacon. Breakfast at Banksy's. You know? Check it out. Yo. I was born to spit, cause I sing like Ice JJ Fish. Get rich, back hit on my baby shit. Extorting whack rappers like Payday Bitch. You watch Kardashian sex tapes, stare at Ray J Dick. Lames claim they bout that life. Spit bars upon bars, I'm about that mic. Fish rhyming to my celly, I'm about that kite. Whole J in the cold, I'm about that night. Cut your head clean off, I'm about that nice. To switch from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde. So Mr. Hyde, we fenced the ride. Stupid hipsters in Brooklyn, shit's gentrified. My posse feel like hip-hop got too flossy. I put a rapper in a wheelchair like Degrassi. In reverse, then put him in a hearse, then put him in the dirt. Cause rappers let record labels put him in a skirt. Pie a matching purse, the truth hurts. Eat it like Big Lurch. I'm a animal cannibal, Hannibal Lecter. Organic and mechanical, tyrannical conjecture. Listen, when God speak, you a mental midget. No studio thuggin', I'm a skinny jeans bigot. Fuckin' truck stops a lot like lot lizards. It wanted six figures, so I grew an extra digit. Hello hater, a celebrator sippin' Dom. I lock you in an elevator with Solange. It's skill sold, truth be told, I ought to be financially like Double Jay-Z. Honestly, the world needs common sense, but I get bitches, so I've been rhyming like common sense. You ain't popping off like trying to holler at a chick with boogers hanging out your nose, bro. Knock it off. No legs, walk it off. Cash rules, I'd rather let my pockets talk. And Donald Sterling got banned for life. So fuck him and his wife. Y'all forced me to be a one nigga slaughterhouse, a one man death jam. Wrote the Bible with my left hand, upside down doing a keg stand. Chris Hardwick, I'm talking to a dead man. Blah.
Nigga, I'm just talking table talk. Conversations getting reckless, niggas throwing so okay. How to disrespect the last supper. God is good, God is great. Bow our head and let us pray, amen. Nigga, I'm just talking table talk. Conversations getting reckless, niggas throwing so okay. How to disrespect the last supper. God is good, God is great. Bow our head and let us pray, amen.
My paintbrush paint felonies with melodies, baby. Banksy's. $1 million on the canvas, my signature's managed, baby. Banksy's. Every color of the rainbow, I chain like Django, baby. Banksy's. Mr. Vincent Van Gogh, creativity's for sale, not show. Breakfast at Banksy's.
Amen.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. As I'll be sounding when I'll be fucking your bitch. Yo, check it out. Breakfast at Banksy's. Semi Hendrix.
It's Jack Splash and Razzcast. Yo, check it out, Jack. I made it a hot verse, now I made it a hot song, nigga. This shit is dead.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. As always, make sure you reach out to the show, mm@DubCNN.com. Follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio, M-I-C Masters Radio. Instagram is Microphone Masters. Facebook is Facebook.com/Microphone Masters Radio. The hosts, J-Love at Javon Love, Rich Nix at Rich Nix, Star Saxon at Star Saxon, that's two R's and three X's, Blaze Rock at Is That Blaze Rock. We are going to get into a couple of songs real quick and then come back with the last words. So we have Quentin Miller, Cease and Desist, Soul, Go Fish. So Quentin Miller, Soul, you're listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
Hey, yo, check it out. This is Planet Asia Medallions representing on DubCNN, you know what I mean?
You don't know that shit. Dropped from the label and still wasn't faded. Gave these niggas some of the hottest songs of the year, and I'm still underrated. And I couldn't care less. I'm put in this position to make y'all's clear. If money's not involved, I'm not involved neither. What you making out the door with my name on the bill from now on? Oh no, nigga. Don't approach niggas till that part's cleared up. Nike store all geared up. Oh shit, bruh. Isn't that? Yup, you guessed it. Checked up till they pay their respects and I rest in peace. Yes, you were blessed if you met with me. Niggas sleeping on me, I'm like, who them? Think of 2015 without QM. 13, 17, yeah, that's the crew then. Where would hip-hop be if y'all ain't knew them? Hop right back in that car that I own. Took my daughter back home. Life-altering calls on the phone. I'm really moving, yeah, I'm really moving. The Puerto Rican woman, new one, habla Espanol, very fluent. And when she fuck me, she know what she doing, that's important. I'm good at finding talent. Young Barry Gordy out of town with a young pair tilting. Hit the stores and bought another pair of Jordans for the sport of it. Hold up, wait.
Are you not in a... Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Huh? Are you not entertained? Yeah, yeah. Are you not entertained? Is this just what you wanted?
Are you? No more Mr. Nice Guy, Quentin Miller. No more love from my side for you niggas. Middle fingers, all you niggas get. Tried to run off with my swag, I sent a cease and desist, yeah. 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 Young, how you getting? So much potential, I don't see it selling. Before he sent me, God briefed me on my mission. Could've easily went in on niggas. That ain't what I'm here for. I've been heating up the stove, trying to water whip a Grammy. Million some plays, million sold, Miller Platinum. Wow. Let me provide some backlog on this love story, because a little later on it starts getting blurry. Lil homie had just stepped back on the scene after dealing with some drama that could have been on TV. So he decided to dip. Him and his niggas, they took a trip. Wherever they headed, they get it in. He was a cold dude before, now he getting back on his shit. But every plan has its flaw, and lil homie's was that he really believes in love, making him a target for getting hit by the bug. And he felt some type of way after they exchanged hugs. Her demeanor was mature for her years, staying up late night talking, you know the deal. It was just something between them. When they together, they catch the fever. Probably wrong, but it feel right. Get a dose of her, kills the appetite. They been pulling each other's cars all night. Looking like a match made in heaven. It's probably wrong, but it feel right. Good dose of her, cures the appetite. They been pulling each other's cars all night. Looking like a match made in heaven.
It was a summer full of love. They would take the train, meet downtown, have hella fun. Walking past high rises under the beaten sun. Nervous that he's making another mistake with love. Fast forward a couple of months. Long distance commitment is starting to suck. It's hard to understand and it's kinda fucked up. But he was in a different place in his life than she was. So he asked if they could be friends. She was like sure but could tell us she wasn't with it. Some time passed on, then their minds moved on towards other things. Congrats little homie on graduating. Another summer where they run into each other. The circles overlap, I guess there's no avoiding that. At first they kept it real cordial, then the tension eased up. Next thing you know they pent up in the corner. Undeniable the chemistry they have. He could talk to her about anything and always make her laugh. Now they back talking, and this time they taking trips to see each other often. It was looking real bright, then little homie started having problems. The real world started whooping his ass, to the point where he moved back with his mom and his dad. Little homie's attitude was depressing and sad. He couldn't find a job, always pissed off. A precursor to the shit that happens later on. But they hanging on, his love for her is growing with every act of devotion that she shows to him. It's been a year now, time flies. Here comes the bickering. They started having bad vibes right as little homie was getting his shit together. She hit him with the maybe we need a break from each other. My little homie was hurt. Shorty ass picked a fine time just to up a dessert. He didn't understand it, she was everything. But I guess he thought she was taking her love for granted. Now it's just awkward conversation that they making. Confused on exactly how to treat the situation. Used to be nothing but love in his heart for her. Now she just somebody he know from this point forward.
Thought they had a match, but it wasn't it. All turned left in the relationship. Love ain't nothing else than a bitch. Plenty in the ocean, little homie, now go fish. Thought they had a match, but it wasn't it. All turned left in the relationship. Love ain't nothing else than a bitch. Plenty in the ocean, little homie, now go fish.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. So we've come to the last and final segment where we do our last words. We're going to leave you with Nikki D's Heisman Dreams. And Blaze Rock already knows this because we linked up yesterday. And for those that are friends with me on Facebook and all that good stuff, they already know about this. But I ran an 8.2K, which is about 5.1 miles, I'll tell you that much. This is the longest I'd ever run. And so I didn't think I was going to be that it's the longest I've ever run, but I didn't think I was going to be that exhausted. I came home, it was about 6 in the morning. I came home, took a quick little hour nap, was up and about hanging with the family, and then linked up with Blaze Rock and his lovely wife, and then Paco Knot and his lovely wife. So we had a cool evening out and got home, and I went to sleep and I was exhausted. I didn't realize I was going to be so exhausted waking up this morning. So before we started the episode, I said, Blaze, man, I was exhausted. And he just, and it was one of those pauses, and he said, yeah, man, yeah, I knew he was going to be exhausted.
As
I
mean, you should be.
You in all right shape, Jay, but you not in 8.2K, get up in the morning, roll out of bed, and run 5 miles every day shape. So it was the biggest thing I can say about that. It was an experience. It was endurance is the biggest thing. And so I'm looking forward to getting up to the point where I can do that, rolling out of bed and doing that stuff. And so that's my last words. Blaze Rock?
Yo, my last words, I'm going to sound like that guy today. No, I got to say what I usually say is, you know, life is good, especially when you try to make it good. You know, there's always those situations where people get down and things keep going that, you know, take you up and down and whatever. But it's still always going to be a matter of trying to make things better. I'm always thankful for the people that I have around me and the real friends that I have, like my man Jay here. As well as Paco and some, a bunch of other people. I don't need to name everybody. Everybody knows at least from me. And I try to make it my business to let them know. And so I will say one thing on the side to everybody, all those really good people in your life, the good people, and I mean good people as in they're there for you, you're there for them. They provide some benefit, some enlightenment into your life. Make sure you tell them. Make sure you tell them that, that their words mean something, that they mean something, that you care about them and everything. Because there's a lot of times, especially with those people, you don't know what they're going through, what they're dealing with, what they're trying to make it through. So, you can be that light just with a couple of words. On another note, I got to say, a couple things that, I'm really excited about some of the endeavors that we're doing and some of the things that we'll continue to try to bring to the table, both the Microphone Masters, the work with media that we do, some of the stuff that I'm doing with my brand company and with Hill Creative Brands and, just things in general. There's so many things that are going on and going around. that you can't help but be excited. You know what I'm saying? And it's a blessing to be able to be able to do those things. And sometimes it just takes being released from some chains. And we all have different chains, and whatever those chains are, you gotta fight through them and do what you gotta do and do the things that are gonna make you happy and that are gonna make you push yourself towards success. My very, very final word, so I can shut the fuck up and get off this here episode for the week, is that the Arizona Cardinals won today.
Yes.
That's all I got. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to end it this way. There's two things. One, I'll say that it's the greatest thing in the world, and Blaze, there have been multiple times, especially last week, you reached out to me and just said, hey, Jay, what's going on? And not to say, I got to talk to you about something, but hey, I haven't talked to you in a few days. What's going on with you? And those things
help to
lift me for my day. Just my brother, my boy, my partner is reaching out to me, so I appreciate that. And on the flip side, your Cardinals won and my Raiders lost, and my starting quarterback went out. And I'm sitting here with my son, and we're watching and I said, oh my goodness, what's going on? And he says, Dad, who's your backup quarterback? And I said, yeah, who is my backup quarterback? And it's McGloin. And I'll leave it on that note. And so we're going to leave you with Nikki D's on this episode of Microphone Masters, Heisman Dreams, because maybe we can come across some type of dream of getting a quarterback that can stay healthy, or a line that can keep our quarterback healthy on the Raiders. But congratulations to the Arizona Cardinals. On behalf of Blaze Rock, I am Jay Love, and you have been listening to Microphone Masters. Check us out next time. Until next time, are you kidding?
Right on.
Mr. Listener, do I have your fucking attention? This is now the start of your whack rap intervention. I had to start it off right, let them know from the jump. This ain't that other shit, this that shit that y'all want. I ain't gonna rap about the basic things that y'all flunk. So only half my lines is probably the shit y'all caught. So you can research my verses, no matter how old. And I bet you it's gems scattered like Sierra Leone. And shit, I'm just warming up so y'all can feel my essence. Let you get comfortable and adjust to my presence. Either follow what I'm setting or get blocked out the game like a number in iOS 7. I'm a legend in the making, motherfucker. I'll break a motherfucker. I'm a taker, and this game is for the taking, motherfucker. That's real. Please don't try and act ill, cause I'd rather be mad chill. Plus, I don't wanna fuck up my day. Murder Val legend, if I die tomorrow, the city'll throw a fucking parade. With all the homies marching and 1,000 bitches crying. You could've took anyone, Lord. Why him? That's the conversation that takes place after death. Immaculate fresh until in the casket I rest. See, I'm alive in the flesh, so don't worry about me. I drop a girl quick like the beat. No drums, baby. Lot of kush in my lungs, baby. Bet against me. Might as well wave goodbye to your funds, baby. I knew since birth I was a cold piece of work. Skipped the line cause I figured that I need to be in first. Fuck y'all. Overlap these rap bastards. Kill them and then set fire to their caskets. I date an actress. See, she ain't on TV, but she act like she love him when really she wanna be with me. Yeah, she deserves an Oscar for being someone proper. I think the shit wrong, but hey, I can't knock it. That's a day in a life. No pops like I went and bought a film. Homie, I was raised off these mics. On these tracks, I'm a human flotation device. Tall as Manute Bow when I'm braggadocio. And your tracks are so-so like T.I. writing for Bow Wow. I chief like the leader of a powwow. Settle down, class, now. I draw the line at my feet. This is where y'all should bow down. I kill shit even if the beat fade away like MJ in his heyday. Hey, what do they say about Nick? Probably a lot of great compliments. He's got bars, well, duh, that's obvious. If the gray area still has folks not convinced, well, survey says that you should jump off a bridge, bitch.